It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
And we welcome you back to sports here on a Saturday here on CARE Radio as we are in the NOLA Gymnasium, the waning moment of the ladies' game, the first half of our hoops doubleheader here this evening. And Benedictine with the ball. We're just going to recap this as the Lady Ravens looking for a final shot of the opening quarter. They will launch it. It won't go. And, Joseph, we will not take another break. We'll keep it right here as we go to the end of the opening quarter, and we'll do a little bit of math as the Lady Ravens at the end of the first enjoy a 22-5 lead over Manhattan Christian. With that, say welcome back, everybody. Happy to be back with you as we had gone to Baldwin City for Benedictine football earlier today. And now, just getting back into the Nolan Gymnasium. For Manhattan Christian, under second season head coach Mindy Eckert, they are led by Kerrigan Dustin. She's got 3 points. Tristan Hayden has the other two. And that is Manhattan Christian scoring for Benedictine College. And 20th season head coach Chad Folsom. The Lady Ravens have been led by Aaliyah Rains with 8 points. The opening quarter scoring, Skylar Washington, Allie Brzezowski each with 5. 2 in the first for Allie Kramer and Natalie Samarit. Benedict into the home lines with black and red. The Manhattan Christian Thunder. And we're going to call this, maybe navy blue and white. That's close enough, probably. Kim, want to thank you for having joined us on our, this is going to be the second portion of our triple hitter this afternoon. Benedictine football this afternoon as the Ravens came close, but fell just short to number 5 of the nation, Baker University, down in Baldwin City earlier today. Ladies game here, and then it'll be men's basketball coming up on CARE Radio. 7 o'clock is the anticipated tip-off for Benedictine and Briarcliff University. So, stick around with that for that. By the way, if you're out and around, come on up. I see a lot of kids in some pretty cool costumes here. Bring a youngster up. There's going to be a costume contest. They're going to be giving away candy and stuff. But you come in with a kiddo in uniform or in costume, you get in free with them. So, that's all good. And there'll be costume contests and things and stuff going on at halftime of both the men's and ladies' games today. So, that all said, fun time, fun place. Great chance to see the Ravens and Lady Ravens at home for the first time this year. To begin the second quarter, Manhattan Christian's going to have the basketball. They'll bring it out on top. It's going to be Kaylee Mannering with the ball. Now over to Tristan Hayden. Hayden kicks it over to the right wing to Dustin. Kerrigan Dustin, skip pass, down to the baseline. The three is launched and a little too strong. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Skylar Washington, and here comes Benedictine. Skylar lobs it into the forecourt. Allie Kramer has it. Back over to the right side. Here's a shot for Kramer. It's three. It's good. Three-point shot, Allie Kramer. She's got 5. Lady Ravens now in front, 25-5. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Allie saw it, timed it, steals it, scores it. Allie Kramer with a quick 5 in this quarter, and now 7 in the ballgame. 27-5. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in front here at home today, and here's going to be a steal by Ronabaugh. Heather brings it down the floor and has it knocked out of her hands down to the baseline. It's going to go back to Manhattan Christian. Out of the court now for the Lady Ravens. Got Skylar Washington and Allie Kramer. You've got Allie Brzozowski, Heather Runnabom, and rounding it out is Aaliyah Rain. For the Thunder, here's a shot from the top. It's good for three, the first bucket of the ball game. That's Jordan Lewis. Jordan Lewis coming up hitting that shot. Jordan is a 5'7" senior from Nowata, Oklahoma. You know where that's at? Been there? Here's a three for the Lady Ravens. It's up and good. Run a bomb for three. Those are Heather's first points of the season. The Benedictine Lady Ravens back up to a 30-8 lead. 8 minutes to go here yet in the opening half. Long pass is good over to the left side. Manhattan Christian hiding with it. Kicked it down to the baseline. And the baseline shot for two is up and good by Kerrigan Dunston. She's got five. 30-10. Benedictine. Down the floor. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be stolen. And then losing the handle of the ball, falling down. It's going to be a travel call on Maggie Hayes. Maggie Hayes just checking some of the hometowns of some of the players here for the Manhattan Christian College Thunder. She's from Genesis, Kansas. And I don't know where that town is. I thought I know a lot of Kansas towns, but I don't know this one. Here's a deep three from the left corner for Rain. And Rain will have her 11th point for the game. It's 33-10. Back over to the left side is going to be Holden. She's out of Crescent, Oklahoma. Shot from the top is up. It's going to be no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. Going to come back to Benedictine. Checking into the ballgame now for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be number three, freshman Kennedy Nicholson. She's a 5'6 guard out of Goddard, Kansas. Lady Ravens into the forecourt with the basketball. We're 3 minutes into the second quarter. BC leading it 33-10. Rains will dive into the lane. Drive to the right side. Goes in, goes up. Counted plus one for Aaliyah Rain. You're going to count the bucket. The foul is going to be whistled on Tristan Hayden. It'll be her second foul of the ball game. And for Rains, she's having a great game. That is her 13th point. And the free throw, coming up a little bit short. Rebound tipped out, and it's pulled down by Kaylee Mannering for Manhattan Christian. Mannering is a 5'8" guard out of Payton, Colorado. And going to have a turnover on the upcourt outlet pass. Benedictine making a substitution into the ballgame is going to come Madeline Melton. She's another freshman, a 5'11" freshman from Lewisburg, Kansas. Madeline Melton. Wearing number 20 and some nice neon lime green shoes out there. She'll put up a quick three. It won't go. Rebound underneath Rain. Brings it back off on top. Skyler over to the right side. The shot. Kramer, three more. Allie Kramer, her second three. And she's got 10. 38-10. There's an over and back call against Manhattan Christian. Going to come back again to BC. Lady Ravens with Kramer and Washington, Rains, and then two freshmen out there, Nicholson and Melton. Ravens work the outside. Little player defense going on. Nice screen set. The shot from the outside for three is up. It's no good. Swatted at, but knocked out on top, saved by Mannering. Here comes Manhattan Christian down the floor. Thunder jump shot is up from there. It's up and no good, but the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Touched last by Kennedy Nicholson. Going to go back again to Manhattan Christian. Neither of these teams have played a game yet this season coming in here today, so it is the season opener for both of them. For Manhattan Christian, head coach Mindy Eckert played her high school basketball just west of here at ACCHS. Here's a little turnaround shot off the inbound. It's up and no good. Allie Kramer coming up with a rebound. Allen looks over, goes right side. Skyler goes up and scores it. Give Allen the assist. Give Skyler the bucket. She's got seven. And it's now 40-10. Benedictine. Quickly down the right side. The ball's going to be batted away from behind. Is there going to be a foul call? There is. Foul is going to be whistled on Allie Kramer. It's going to be her first of the ball game, I suspect. The ball comes in down to the baseline, and it'll be Jordan Lewis to inbound it for Manhattan Christian. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Driving in, backing in, no room for Mannering. Brings it back out, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Lady Ravens coming up with it down the right side, Brennabaum. A little underhand pass, feeds into the middle, and it's going to escape. Gets away from Melton. Back up with it will come the Thunder. They'll take it down the right side. 5:20 to go in the half. 40-10, Benedictine. Non-conference ball game between these two teams. Manhattan Christian out of Manhattan, Kansas. Here's the feed down to the right block. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Ronnebaum. And out of reach of Tristan Hayden. Manhattan Christian making a substitution. Coming into the ballgame here is going to be Carly Wallemeyer. Carly, 5'11" sophomore from Concordia, Kansas. Here's the inbound. Skip passed out to the free throw line. It's going to be dribbled out on top by Hayden. 5 minutes to go in the half. Driving shot is going to be up and in. Nicely done. High off the window and good. For Hayden, it'll be her fourth point of the game. Here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side. The shot, three, no. And a rebound, rescued down by Manhattan Christian. Dunston coming up with the basketball, and back up the floor with it will come the Thunder. They'll get it across the timeline into the forecourt. Hayden will take it out on top. BC in a player defense. Now the pass kind of caught a teammate unawares, and back up the other way. It's going to come. Start to the right, drive to the left. The pull-up into the lane is up and good for Skyler. She's got two more. Skyler Washington, 9 points now. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're going to take a break with the Thunder. Coming here at 4:15 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens 42, Manhattan Christian 12.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Hey, it's great to have you back with us. Hey, debut of basketball this season here on Care Radio. Coming to you from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. 4 minutes and 15 seconds ago in the opening half of the ladies' game. And BC out in front, 42-12. Welcome back, Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Got this all handled. Tom Couch will be here. Gus will be coming along here in a bit. For Benedictine, well, for both teams, really, the odds of you playing, if you're here, are pretty good. Out on the court right now for the Lady Ravens, we have got sophomore Maddie Garrison out of Overland Park. Topside, you've got Kennedy Nicholson, the freshman. I've got Twyla Carskeel out on the floor right now. Back over to the baseline right, you're going to find Madeline Melton. And here's a shot that is up, and it is good from the right side. Is that Mannering? Getting her first three-point shot. Now let me round out the Lady Raven five here. Is it looks like it may be Melton and, oh, of course, Ronnebaum. Heather's out there. Now we're going to get a blocking foul. Fisher's going to come over and let us know. Carly Wallmeyer will have her first, or excuse me, her second foul. It is team foul two. here in the second quarter. Baseline shot for three. It's up. It's good. Kennedy Nicholson getting her first point as a Lady Raven right there. 3.5 to go in the half. And Benedictine coming up with a steal on the inbounds. Melton feeds it over. Left side. Shot up off the window. No. Trash follow. No. Another offensive board. Kick that on top. Here's a three from the point. No. Another trash follow. Yeah. There we go. Give that bucket to Maddie Garrison. Garrison's first point as a Lady Raven. 3 minutes to go. Opening half. Nice crowd on hand. Plenty of room. Come on up. Bring the kids. Come enjoy some Halloween fun, some Halloween treats. Kind of cool Halloween costumes going on. Bring them up. You'll get in for free. So it's a win-win-win deal here. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first half. The inbound pass is going to be slapped away by the Ravens. Manhattan Christian's going to have it back in play from the 28-foot mark on the far side. 47-15, BC in front. Skip pass on the inbound, Mannering. She'll go around to the left. Shot rejected by Madeline Melton. Again, Melton has got nice height, a 5'11" freshman. And a Lewisburg, Kansas. Garrettson out on the court, also 5'11". Back over to the baseline right, shot deflected. Offensive board, follow up, no, and we're going to have a foul against Benedictine. So along the front line, the Ravens go 6'2", 5'11", 5'11". And then right now you move to the top, Runnebaum is 5'7", and Nicholson right now 5'6". 2:50 to play. Just reading the program. Second free throw is up and good. So Kaylee Mannering has her fourth point of the evening for Manhattan Christian. She'll eye it up. Right-handed shot. The second one is up, and it is good also. So Mannering has five. Thunder back to within 30. 47-17. 2:45 and running along toward halftime. Heather has it. Runnebaum will feed into the free throw line. Come back out on top. The lob to the left block. The kick out on top. The dish down to the baseline. On the floor once, twice. Baseline runner is up and missing. Rebound stolen away underneath. Ravens will work the perimeter once again. On the court once. And a traveling call. I've been thinking that call was going to happen maybe even before that. But there's a turnover. And Benedictine is going to go to the bench. And we're going to get Raina Jasper in. Another freshman. She is 5'6" from Garnett, Kansas, down in the southeast. 2:22 to play in the half. Back over to the left side. Thunder, kick it out between the circles, Mannering. She'll look into the middle, no room. Comes back out the top, Maggie Haynes has come back into the lineup. Running a little motion offense now, and then that dribble just gets away, gets too tall, and it's going to be some of the Ravens. Driving down the floor, going coast to coast, turning, spinning, traveling. DC's going to turn it back over. That time, 6'1 freshman, Jennifer Jacobs, out of Wichita, Kansas. That's out of Sedgwick County. She got a little bit, going a little bit too fast, turns it over. Backup court with it will come Manhattan Christian. Minute 50 to go in the half. Batted away, and on the reach-in, going to get a foul on Garrettson. Garrettson picking up her first foul. Ravens are going to have what? That'll be team foul three of the second quarter. So for Coach Chad Fullerton, you look out of the court right now, you can count them up. Five freshmen out on the floor right now for Benedictine. Five freshmen. Here's a drive, a little back-end shot. Up and nicely done. Maggie Haynes has her first point of the game. And BC back up the floor with it. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three halfway down and then rims out. No good. Going to come back the other way. Thunder with the basketball. Slapped out of bounds. Let's check those five freshmen out there for Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson, Rhea Jasper, Maddie Garrison, Madeline Melton, and Jennifer Jacobs. Let me fix that. Number 14, Garrison, is a sophomore, but didn't get any time last year. 1:10 to play. We're going to get another foul on BC, and this one is going to be on Melton. It'll be a couple of fouls now on her. And for Benedictine, team foul three. Here's a feed over to the left side. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds, and it'll come back into Benedictine. Just over a minute to go, first half. 47-19, Lady Ravens in front. And walking the ball up the floor is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson eases over to the right side, now back to the left. Jumps into the corner to Garrison. Here's a baseline shot, and we've got a 3 second. No, we've got an offensive foul on an illegal block set by Jennifer Jacobs. So that's going to be Jennifer's first foul tonight, and the Ravens team foul four. We're well into the last minute of the opening half. Down forward with the basketball, looking in, no room now. Skip pass is going to be over, nearly lost, but rescued by Tristan Hayden. Hayden pushes it off on top, Dustin. And Christian May look to have a nice possession, but instead, Ravens are going to steal it up the floor. Here comes Jacobs, in and up and fouled and coming to the line. Jennifer Jacobs was very intent on coming straight to the line. She was going to get that shot away. In the process, defensively, Maggie Hayes says, you know, I'm just not going to let that happen. So 5'5", Maggie Hayes fouls 6'2", Jacobs. The free throw is up and good. So Jennifer Jacobs collects her first point. Right hand, second shot, yep. So she will get them both, and Lady Ravens leading it now, 49-19. 25 seconds to go before intermission. Back out on top. It's going to be Hayden. Starts left, comes back right, picks it up on top. Here's Dustin. Back over to the left side. Lady Ravens staying in a little player defense. Skip pass is going to go over to the edge. Way out above the circles. Driving down toward the baseline where the fadeaway shot is up and too strong. Lady Ravens have got the ball with 5. Outlet with 4. Down the right side with 2. The driving layup rolls in at the buzzer. Counting for Kennedy Nicholson, and we are at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. From the Nolan, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 51, the Manhattan Christian Thunder 19.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Good to have you back with us here at the Nolan. Halftime in the ladies' game. Heinz Benedictine in front, 51-19. By the way, the guys' teams are both out on the court warming up. The Benedictine men will be hosting Briarcliff here in a little while. An anticipated 7 o'clock tip-off for that one. It's 5:47 now. Yeah, they should be pretty close to being able to get this thing off on time, you think? That all said, how about we recap the scoring for the first half of this game? First of all, for Manhattan Christian, the Thunder in the first game of the year at halftime are being led by a duo of players as both Kaylee Mannering and Kerrigan Dustin have 5 each. It was a 4-point opening half for Tristan Hayden. Jordan Lewis had 3, and Maggie Hayes knock it down a couple of points in the first half. Manhattan Christian perfect at the free throw line. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you've got 2 players in double-digit scoring as Benedictine was able to get 9 players into the scoring column in the first half. Leading the way, Aaliyah Rain, 13 first half points. At 10, it is Allie Kramer. Allie Kramer with 10 in the first half. Right behind him, Skylar Washington, 9 for Skylar. Scoring then goes to Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Brzozowski, each with 5. 3 apiece in the first, or 3 in the first half for Heather Runnabomb, and then it was 2 apiece for Maddie Gerritsen, Jennifer Jacobs, and Natalie Smyrne. Nobody in any real foul trouble, nobody with more than 2 fouls on them for either of these teams. So, that all said, we're going to take a bit of a breather, kind of gather ourselves, get ready for the second half of the ladies' game. Don't forget, guys' game coming up after this one. Also, don't forget, bring the kiddos up, put them in their Halloween costumes, their contest, there's free candy and goodies for them. There's free admission for them and you if you're coming in with the kids in costume. Get up to the Nolan. All of that and some excellent basketball. Can't beat the deal. We'll be back bringing you the second half of the ladies' game. And then the guys are right now with the halftime score of the women's game. Benedictine 51. The Manhattan Christian Thunder 19. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where he has for you another fantastic halftime.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine women's basketball as they take on Manhattan Christian. We'll be returning to the game in just a couple of minutes. I did want to go over the sports schedule as I have it before me right now. At 7 p.m. on Monday evening, we will have Benedictine men's basketball as they will play host to Haskell. That's 7 p.m. this Monday. Coming up on Thursday, of course, we'll have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday night. Friday night, We've got it open right now for a football playoff. Keep tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7, and we'll see what we're doing Friday night. Of course, we should have that scheduled by Tuesday or so. Then next Saturday, for sure, we're going to be going to Springfield, Missouri with Tom and Gus Kautz as Benedictine takes on Evangel. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
First, I've got a final in the Kansas State Wildcats football game as they took on the TCU Horned Frogs. The Wildcats came out on top with a final score of 31 to TCU 12. Taking a look at football in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, it was Culver Stockton over William Penn with a final score of Culver Stockton 52, William Penn 28. Grandview beat Peru State by 20 points with a final score of Grandview 27, Peru State 7. Baker just barely beat the Ravens in a game that we had earlier here on Hot Country 93.7 that you can find online right now with a final score of Baker 28, Benedictine 23. It was Clark over Graceland with a final score of Clark 37, Graceland 14. Evangel beat Mid-America Nazarene with a final of Evangel 37, Mid-America Nazarene football 29. And Central Methodist came out on top over Missouri Valley. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the women's basketball heart games this afternoon.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
It's been a hard day for women's basketball teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, with Graceland falling to Dawn, final score of Dawn 64, Graceland 44. Wayland Baptist beat Clark with a final of 84 to Clark's 76. Dakota State came out on top over William Penn with a final of Dakota State 97, William Penn 52. And of course, in this game, we've got the Benedictine Lady Ravens at 47 points to Manhattan Christian College's 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 40. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 38. Temperatures well below average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 64 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 64. We've got a wind out of the south at 5 miles per hour. The relative humidity is relatively low at 42%. The dew point is 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 29.80 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of minutes.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where halftime of the ladies' game. Lucky to be here at all. Halftime of the ladies' game. That's the BC women in front. 51-19 over Manhattan Christian. Good to have you back, everybody. Joseph back at the Air Sports Studio doing a tremendous job of taking care of everything. Getting us through halftime, getting us through football earlier today. So, Joseph, as always, thank you very much. I'm wondering how come I'm logged on, but it won't let me go anywhere. Very frustrating. So, that said, we'll look out and see is Benedictine in there. Home white, but red and black, and Manhattan Christian in there. Let's call it Navy, shall we? Navy with white out of Manhattan, Kansas. So, had a nice break of football game this afternoon. A little bit of a frustrating loss for the Benedictine football team. They came up just short in that one. And we get back here in time to enjoy Lady Ravens basketball here this evening. Here we go. Benedictine is going to be putting it a play in front of our sideline. It's going to be Skylar Washington to do the inbound work. Skylar's going to bring it in, and Benedictine is going to bring it up the court. Alec Green will take it over. She'll swing it over to the left side. Dishes it back down low. Over in the middle it comes. Gruzowski. Back down low it comes to Kramer. It's 6:02 here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Back to the right side is going to go run a bomb. Shot clock at 8. Heather into the lane. Dumps it back to the left. 3-point shot at the buzzer is up off the rim once, twice, three times. Won't go in. Foul for the rebound. Won by Skyler. And then bodies are on the floor. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It'll be third foul of the ball game by Manhattan Christian's Tristan Hayden. And I'm going to tell you what, one thing that the Thunder cannot do. Can't afford to get anybody in any foul trouble. They are traveling with 6 tonight. Grab it down the right side. It's going to be Reigns back out on top. Run a bomb over to the right side. It's going to come Washington. Now back out on top. Kramer, the feed underneath. The shot goes up. Skyler misses it. Shot goes up. Skyler misses it. Gets fouled. So Skyler Washington is going to be coming to the free throw line. The whistle is going to go against Kaylee Mannering. It'll be her second foul, and it'll be foul number 2 of the third quarter by MCC. Skyler Washington coming to the free throw line. Skyler is 1 of 1 at the line here today. She'll send first one up and drops it right through. First point into the second half scored by Benedictine and Skyler Washington. One more shot coming up for Skyler. Up. In. I think it'll look just that easy. 53-19, Benedictine. MCC back down the floor with it. All the way around to the right side with a right-hand dribble. Not a lot of room inside for Jordan Lewis. She'll bring it back to the left side. A running shot into the lane. Is that a block at the charge? Allie Brzozowski stood her ground. And it was kind of the bang-bang play. You never know which way something like that is necessarily going to go. But it has gone against the offensive player, and that is now quickly the third foul on Kaylee Mannering. And again, Manhattan Christian cannot afford to get themselves into a lot of foul trouble here tonight. Maddie Ravens running a little motion now, just kind of weaving the ball around the outside to give and go down to the baseline. Run a bomb shot. It's going to be up. It'll be blocked away, knocked out of bounds by Jordan Lewis. Ravens are going to have it back into their offensive end. 8:44 to go in the third quarter and a 16 to go on the shot clock. Looking it in, looking it in. No room there. And we're going to get an offensive foul on the inbound play. And this is going to be on Skyler. Got Skyler Washington picking up her first foul on the evening. And now that we're beyond 6 o'clock here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, we'll go with evening now. Here's a shot outside. There's a 3 up and good. Kaylee Mannering, her second 3 of the game for the Thunder. Benedictine back up court with offense. The feed will go to the right side of the free throw line. Now down low. Skyler up and in. Connor Washington has all of the Lady Ravens scoring so far in the second half. 4 points. She's got 13 now. As we're a couple of minutes into the second half, the BC lead is 55-22. All the way down the left side. Into the line. The shot blocked. Brzozowski taken down by Kramer. Up the floor, look away pass, right side, squaring up, run a bomb 3, won't go. Rebound, Brzozowski, up and in. Allie has her 7th point of the game, and BC stretches its lead again to 57-22. Thunder trying to get the ball into the forecourt. They'll go across at the logo. Tristan Hayden with the basketball, works way to the right side, directing a little traffic with the left. Comes all the way over in front of her head coach, Mindy Eckert. Coach Eckert with a lot of family and friends and old teammates and a lot of people she knows who are here to watch her team play in Atchison this evening. Going to have a foul on Heather Runabaugh. Reaching in, trying to knock the ball free. 20 back on the shot clock, and here comes the Thunder back on offense. 7:20 to play, third quarter. Escamon comes out on top. That's going to be Kerrigan Dunston. Dunston gives it back behind him. Hayes has it knocked away. It's a jailbreak down the floor. Kramer up and in. A dozen points. Oh, was that Heather? Okay, let me fix that. Heather Runabomb is the one with that jailbreak and her fifth point of the game. Here's a shot from 17, up and missing. The rebound pulled down by Runabomb. Heather coming up the floor, taking it down the right side. Farthest away from us. Takes it to the wing. Gets it back behind her to Kramer. The dish over to the left corner. Skylar looks at the floor, squares up for the three. It goes up and won't go. Rebound back down. Kramer, one-handed from the lane. Good for two. Allie Kramer now with a dozen. And it is a 61-22 Benedictine lead. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Down the right side, it's going to be stolen away by Skyler. She'll accelerate, kick it back, right side, Reigns. No. Rebound, Skyler. Yes. Skyler Washington, a couple of more, and we're going to get a break. Let's do it. Time out of the court, 6:13 to go in the third. It's all Lady Ravens, Benedictine 63, and Manhattan Christian 22.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Up on a gymnasium. That's where we're at here in Atchison, Kansas, on the Benedictine College campus. Ooh, let's see if we can't get this found here. Here we go. Shot is up and off the window. And good. Aaliyah Reigns hits the bucket. Lady Ravens push their lead now to 65-22. With 15 points. Here's a three on the other end. It's going to come up a little bit short. It's going to bounce out of bounds. And back up court with the basketball is going to come Benedictine. Lady Ravens on the court. And I'm looking to see how we decide who's on the court right now, but I don't think we have that kind of level of information. On the right side, that's going to be Twyla Karras-Keo. Twyla comes out on top. Kennedy Nicholson back out on top. It's going to be Allie Kramer. Over to Nicholson. Feeds to the right side of the lane. Ravens just worked the right, worked the right. Now, finally, go to the left. Kramer, three. Allie Kramer, 15 points. 5:10 left. Cutting in all the way to the baseline. The shot's going to be deflected out of bounds. Back it will come to the Thunder. BC is going to bring Maddie Garrison into the game. Manhattan Christian's going to bring Tristan Hayden back in. Team comparison, Benedictine hitting half of their shots. How about that? They're 20 of 41. That's 49%. That's pretty near half. 7 of 19. 3-point shooting. 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Here's a little baseline turnaround. Up and good. 68-24. Going to give Carly Wallmeyer her first points of the game. Here's top side. Kennedy Nicholson dances it over to the corner. Kramer back over to the right side. Garrison, long cross court. Kramer on the floor once, twice, changes hands, off the window, and good. Allie Kramer having a huge third quarter where she's got 7, and now 17 in the game for the sophomore. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Nice entry pass down the right side, on the floor once, the kick back out on top. Ravens are staying in their player defense. That's what we're going to see from them predominantly. And frankly, just about entirely through the air. Oh, a nice back in and shot off the window. Good for Carly Wallmeyer. inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter now, 70-26. Benedictine up top side. The kick back over to the left. Nicholson out on top against Gerritsen from 17 straight away. It's going to be up and in. Melton. Madeline Melton will have her first points as a Lady Raven. The 5'11 freshman from Lewisburg, Kansas. 3.5 to go in the third. Nice little backdoor bounce pass and then mishandled, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine. Outlet quickly down the floor to Kennedy. Nicholson shoots it in. 7 for Kennedy Nicholson. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Mannering bumps it over to the left side. Hayes starts in. No room. Back on the top. Dustin gets it to Hayden. She'll drive down the right side. Thunder looking to find the offense a little bit. Working off the screen. But defense for the Lady Ravens closes it quickly. Skip pass into the middle is going to be dislodged. And Allie Kramer coming up with another steal. A look away pass. Left side. And Twyla can't can it. But the follow by Maddie Gerritsen is good. Gerritsen with 4, and it's now 76-26, Lady Ravens. At 2.5 to go in the third. The ball is going to be stolen up court by Kramer. She'll bring it up the floor, and in an effort to steal it back, Tristan Hayden will pick up the foul. Anyway, a lot of credit to Manhattan Christian. When you find yourself trailing like this, be able to keep a little intensity and keep driving and keep trying out there. That's huge. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Jordan Lewis comes back in for the Thunder. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's Ronabaugh. Starts toward the top. Feeds in off the left block. We're going to get a traveling call on Jennifer Jacobs. So Jennifer Jacobs will turn it over. Back up court. Manhattan Christian. 76-26. Right side with the basketball is going to be Dustin. She starts right, goes left, runs into the lane. One-handed runner, too soft. Nicholson comes up with a rebound, and back the other way will come Benedictine. Nicholson drives in. Little seesaw shot, no, but followed home. But Gerritsen earned 6 points today. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 78-26. Top side. Looking into the middle. Thunder. Bounce pass down low. Going to be recovered out near the baseline. They have to get rid of it. The skip pass in the middle is going to be stolen by Karis Keough. Here comes Twyla. Straight down the middle. Skip pass left side. And the shot is going to be up and good. Runabout. She was on the razor's edge of traveling with that basketball. Was able to get the shot away. 80-26. Now at 1.5 left in the third. Back out top side. Jordan Lewis. Thunder work to the right, then to the left. Little give and go off the screen. The ball's going to be batted away, stolen. Outlet Twyla on the floor three times. Right hand layup, good. Karis Keough for two. Twyla with her first two. And we have timeout taken. Thunder, we're at 1 minute to go. Taking a break, 1 minute to go in the third. Lady Ravens 82, Lady Thunder 26.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
It is so good to have you along with us for Benedictine basketball here on a Saturday night in October. October, how good is that? Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Gus will be along shortly. The guys' game. The Benedictine men will be playing at 7 o'clock. We're going to have that one live here on Care Radio as well, so stay tuned. Bring the kiddos up. Get them in their Halloween costumes. And they're going to have some competitions, lots of free candy, lots of fun going on up here. Free admission for them and you if you bring them to the game tonight. And this Benedictine men's team is set to play Briarcliff University. At 7 o'clock, Briarcliff coming down from Sioux City, Iowa. Remember Benedictine football playing Briarcliff probably 6 or 8 years, something like that, ago. Briarcliff doesn't have a football stadium, so they're playing in the dome up in Vermilion. And that's where we played the game, in the dome. Here's the feed, right side. Layup for the Lady Ravens is good. Maddie Garrison had 2 in halftime, has 6 more here in the third quarter. We're down to the last moment of the third. Thunder looking to get a shot away before three quarters ends. Skip pass is going to come to the right side. They'll dish it down to the baseline, deep into the corner. Now the feed off the block. The shot is up. No. And an offensive rebound. Kicked over to the left side. Falling away shot is up and no. We've come to the end of three quarters. Time out of the court. We'll be back for the fourth of the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 84, Manhattan Christian College 26.
The fall blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Benedictine winning that third quarter in this game, 33-7 over the Thunder. For Manhattan Christian College, they are now being led by Kaylee Mannering, who is at 8 points in the game. 7 in the contest for Carly Wallenmeyer. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, now 3 players in double figure scoring is Allie Kramer's at 17 and 15 apiece for both Ali Reigns and Skylar Washington. I don't think Natalie's playing anymore. Hey! I don't think Natalie is going to play anymore this evening. And they've got her in warm-ups and sitting down at the end of the bench, just kind of taking a breather. She was banged up a little bit and is recovering from that, so they're going to give her a chance to be as well as she can be for the next games up. Inbound pass in. Thunder coming up court for the basketball. They've got it to begin the fourth quarter, and we are underway. 84-26, Benedictine in front here in women's college basketball. And again, the guys game coming up after this one here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Raven campus. A foul against BC. It's going to be the first of the evening and the first of the fourth quarter against Benedictine. First of the evening by Twyla Karaskio. Thunder puts it in from the 28-foot mark on the far side. It's brought in. The shot goes up, and it's just a little wide to the right side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Back up with it will come Benedictine. Walking up the floor is Allie Kramer. She'll accelerate left side, dish it into the corner. Looking at the floor, Twyla's three. It's good. Twyla for three from deep on the baseline left. 87-26, Benedictine. 9:20 to play in the game. Back on top side, Dustin. She'll get it left, and the ball is going to be knocked away and nearly stolen. Kyla Washington saw that coming. She had everything timed pretty well, got a hand up there and knocked it away, but as it got into the backcourt, it got out of bounds before she could recover it, so back in it will come to the Thunder. Manhattan Christian looking to bring it in. Skip pass comes inbounds. Out on top to Maggie Hayes. She'll work it between the circles. Hayes dumps it over to the left side. That's going to be Kaylee Mannering with it. She'll pull up and launch a three, and it is nice. The third three-point shot of the game by Kaylee Mannering for Manhattan Christian College. Kaylee is a 5'6 sophomore from Payton, Colorado. Ravens a turnaround in the lane, up in and out, no. Followed up by Skyler, no. Followed up again, no. And Twyla will come to the free throw line now. This is going to come over to let us know. That's going to be the third foul of the ball game by the Thunder's Jordan Lewis. First foul of the fourth quarter for MCC. And trying to come into the free throw line. First one, she just kind of tosses it at the basket, and it goes up and in. Her, what, sixth point tonight. Second one, yep, seventh point tonight. Back up the floor with it. Across the timeline, working in front of the scorer's table, is going to be Jordan Lewis. Picked up defensively by Kramer. Having a hard time getting it away. Now the pass over to the near side. It's going to be knocked free, stolen. Here comes Twyla. She's got Skyler. Nope, she'll take it home, misses. Skyler finishes it. Skyler Washington at 17 points. So now, Allie Kramer and Skyler Washington share scoring honors at 17 apiece. And the ball's going to be knocked away, but lost out of bounds. It'll come back in front of the scorer's table. Back to Manhattan Christian. 8:10 to go in the game. Men's team's kind of gotten warmed up, and they've now retreated to the locker room as they're going to prepare for their 7 o'clock game here on Care Radio. Nice backdoor pass. They couldn't get it away. The feed will come back out on top. Dish to the right. Two-handed shot is up and soft. Rebound, Skyler. Washington brings it up herself. Skyler Washington into the forecourt, comes over to the right side. It's going to be Aaliyah Raines. Kicks it back. Skyler, way behind the three-point circle, misses it. Gets her own long rebound. That's how far that ball came back. Comes out on top to Kramer. And again, you should be aware, and as a baseline shot is up and good by Aaliyah Raines, her 18th point, and now she has taken leading scoring honors away from both Skyler and Kramer. 18 points for Aaliyah Raines. Feed over to the right side. Shot from the right. It's up and good for three more for Mannering. Started to mention, had you listened to the Benedictine football game, you'd have heard at halftime Ryan Moodiness. We discussed many facets of the upcoming basketball season. One of them was the fact that the three-point lines moved back by just about a foot this season. So, does that have a big effect? You know, maybe not so much. I don't think for Benedictine there were a lot of those toe-on-the-line kind of shots. I felt like they were back, I thought, some distance from the circle. Benedictine going to the bench and going to bring in not one or two or three or four. They are going to bring in five players. And at the free throw line, well, they're going to bring in four. They got a fifth at the score table because at the free throw line for BC is going to be Lee Raines. This is probably going to be the end of the game for her if she can hit a couple of free throws. On the left side of the lane, it'll be Maddie Gerritsen. Over on the right side, you're going to find Jennifer Jacobs. At a backcourt, both Renya Jasper and Kennedy Nicholson. Here's the first free throw, up and good. And Aaliyah Raines looking for 20 points here in the season opener. One free throw from getting that to happen. Cheryl Hyatt, put it in. Benedictine shooting extremely well at the free throw line tonight. So now Raines will come out of the ball game, and Nicholson, Jasper, Gerritsen, Melton, Jacobs. There's your five out of the floor for Benedictine, the four freshmen and the sophomore. 6:40 to play in the ball game, 96-32. The ball is loose on the ground, and it'll be picked up by Jasper. Raina. R-A-Y-N-A, Raina Jasper brings it up court, goes over to the left side, comes back on top, bit of a head fake, no shot taken. Jasper dribbles it toward the middle, comes back up on top. 6:20 to go, the feed to the free throw line, back over to the left, bit of a head fake, the driving shot is up and deflected, and the rebound is going to be pulled back down by the Thunder. 6:10 to go. Here comes Manhattan Christian, the driving shot, no. But a couple of free throws coming up instead. As this foul is going to be assessed to Maddie Gerritsen. It'll be Benedictine's second foul of the fourth quarter. It'll be Gerritsen's second foul of the evening. At the free throw line, Kaylee Mannering. She's been good and continues to be. Perfect at the free throw line. Got 4 3-point shots here this evening. Hits that free throw also. 16 points for Kaylee Mannering for Manhattan Christian College. Inside 6 minutes to play. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to start the season in the win column. Here's a ball off the block, kicked back out. The baseline three is up and short, and we've got a whistle off the ball, and there will be 3 free throws awarded to Raina Jasper. So the foul is going to be the first of the contest on Manhattan Christian's Kerrigan Dustin. Dustin out of Mankato, Kansas. First free throw here. That's Jasper up and good, and she's in the scoring column tonight. Every player now who has played for Benedictine has scored. Second free throw is going to be a little bit short. She's got one more coming here. Long, hard look at the hoop with 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. 2 out of 3 for Raina Jasper. MCC is going to rotate Jordan Lewis back into the game, and the Thunder are back on offense. 98-34, Benedictine. Pass over to the left side. The ball lost, picked up by the Lady Ravens. Here comes Benedictine. Jasper kicks it over to the left side, and as the shot goes up by Jennifer Jacobs, she is fouled. Is it a shooting violation? It is. And Benedictine can reach the century mark with this one. That foul is important in that it is the fifth of the game for Tristan Hayden of Manhattan Christian College. So she's going to foul out of the game, and MCC is going to finish it up with 5 here tonight. First free throw, no. Second free throw, yes. So Jacobs will have her third point of the game. She is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 5:20 left. 99-34. Here's a three. It rattles home. And Kerrigan Dustin has her second three and her 8 point tonight. Heather will dump it down baseline. Left hand shot falling away is up and good. And there is 101. Maddie Melton. Inside 5 to go. Looking in, no room. Back left side, Mannering. Running shot is up. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to recover it down. Stolen away. Maddie Garrison. Garrison brings it down. Goes right side. Feet back over. Heather Timor. Heather with 9. 103-36. Pass left side is going to be stolen by the Ravens. All alone on the other end of the floor. The underhand layup is good by Dorina Jasper. Ravens are going to call a timeout just to make a quick rotation into the game. And then Coach Folsom says, you know what, I'm going to talk to him. So we will take a timeout, Joseph. How about that? 4:26 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys coming up. It's Benedictine, 105, Manhattan Christian, 36.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Minutes and 26 seconds to go in the ladies' game. And Benedictine played well tonight. Opening game of the season. You never know what you're going to have, what you're going to expect, what you're going to get. And they've done nicely against an overmatched Manhattan Christian College team. Leading in here 105-36. MCC with the basketball down the floor, fading away. They're backing up. 3-point shot is no. And the long rebound off the rim is going to one hop out of bounds, and Benedictine will have it back deep in the backcourt. Here comes Raina Jasper for Benedictine. BDT will go to the left block, come back on top. Here's a three, set sail online, but a little bit short. And a nice rebound, save back in play, back out of top, it'll come to Jasper. She goes right side, Jacobs, Jasper, Garrison, left side, Melton. There's two more. Maddie Melton has six. 107-36 with 3.5 left. Quickly down the floor. Then they're working over to the right side. Shot clock's never been an issue here tonight. Now it's at 15. Fender, nice job coming off a screen, looking for that shot, and then the defense did a good, had a good switch. Able to keep it covered up. 4 seconds, baseline turnaround off the rim. Nope. Rebound, Ravens, and here comes Jasper. 3 minutes to go. Breakaway, layup, up the good. Raina Jasper. And Garrison. How about Garrison with that bucket? 2:50 to go. And the Ravens with another steal. Flying down the floor. Coast to coast. Trying to dish it over. Does. Shot. Scored. Garrison. So Garrison knocks down a couple of more points. 2.5 to go in the game. 111-36 BC. Well, the fans making their way into the gymnasium for the guys' game. It's slated to start just inside a half an hour, 25 or 6 minutes from now. Down the right side with it, Manhattan Christian College. Lady Thunder in the lane, backing in. Nice little spin move, and the shot will crawl up and over the lip of the rim. Good for Carly Wallmeyer. Wallmeyer makes it 111-38. 2 minutes to go. Ravens dish it all the way to the left side. Back over to the wing. Into the lane. Back to the free throw line. The shot wide left. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Lewis, and here comes the Thunder. They'll bring it down the floor. Benedictine down court very quickly on defense. You'd think it was a 2-point game, not a 70-point game. And now we've got a little confusion, a little stumble, a little travel, and the Ravens are going to put it back in play from the backcourt. Doing the inbound for Benedictine, Madeline Melton. Melton brings it in, and here comes BC. 1.5 to go. The baseline turnaround does not go in for Melton. We come back the other way. Over to the right side, it's going to be Dustin. Dishes down to the baseline. Working near the lane, falling away. The shot is up off the rim once and twice and just won't go down. Here comes Garrison. Here's the shot. Up, nope, and a foul. Benedictine, a look, coming to the free throw line. 111-38 with 111 to play. And at the line, Kennedy Nicholson for BC. Could be the third foul of the ball game, by the way, for Kaylee Mannering. Coming to the free throw line, Nicholson, Goddard, Kansas native. The shot is up and around and good. For the second shot, we're going to get a quick timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 1:11 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 1-12. Thunder 38.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Nolan. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are out of the court. They're ready to go and wait for Manhattan Christian to come back out. With a minute 11 to go, one more free throw coming the way of Lady Raven Kennedy Nicholson. Manny Melton is on the left side of the lane. She's out of Lewisburg High School, Lewisburg, Kansas. Right side of the lane is for Jacobs out of Wichita's Capen Mount Carmel High School. In the backcourt, you'll find Raina Jasper out of Anderson County High School in Garnet, Kansas. At midcourt, Maddie Gerritsen, Blue Valley Southwest High School in OP, Kansas. Then at the free throw line, as you mentioned, Kennedy Nicholson. She's the 5'6 freshman from Eisenhower High School in Goddard. Starting on, what, 54 right on the west side of town? Yeah, free throw. Got it. Kennedy Nicholson hits them both. She's got nine. Up the floor with the basketball, Lady Thunder, and we have 1 minute to go. Big screen set, working to the right side of it. It's going to be Jordan Lewis. Her pass out on top, stolen by Benedictson. The outlet down the right side. Nicholson up for two. Coming in off the bench, she has scored 11 tonight. 45 seconds to go. Give credit to Coach Eckert. She's still down there just coaching her heart out with this team. Here's a runner from 15. Nicely done by Jordan Lewis. BC up the floor. They have to take a shot. There's about 8 seconds between the clocks. And they will, and it will miss. And the Thunder will have the option of taking the final shot of the game. And instead, a lack of attention and focus in the ball kind of gets away out of bounds. Got to come back to Benedictine. Here comes BC. 19, 18, 17 seconds of play. Over to the right side is going to be Nicholson. Here's one, a launch from three. Nah. And a collision with 11 seconds to go. A foul on Maddie Melton. Got her for three. Team foul four. And so, again, the Thunder will have an opportunity at the final shot of the game. 9 seconds. Eight. Across the timeline at six. Knocked away with five. Picked up with four. Driven down the left side with three. The driving layup with two. And that's it. Your final score. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 117. Manhattan Christian, 40. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
The ladies' game is in the books, and the Benedictine women have begun the season 1-0 as they did by Manhattan Christian here in Atchison, Kansas tonight. I recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Thunder, leading the way was Kaylee Mannering with 16 points. 9 tonight for Carly Wallmeyer. All of them came in the second half. It was an 8-point game for Kerrigan Dunston. 5 today for Jordan Lewis. Kristen Hayden had 4 and 2 today for Maggie Hayes. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you had five players breaking into double-digit scoring. They were led by Aaliyah Range with 20. 17 apiece for both Callie Kramer and Skylar Washington. 13 for Kennedy Nicholson and a dozen for Maddie Garrison. From there, it was Heather Ronnebaum knocking down 9 points. 7 apiece for both Twyla Karis Gio and Allie Brzozowski. 6 tonight for Maddie Melton. A 4-point game for Raina Jasper. 3 tonight for Jennifer Jacobson. Natalie Samarin with 2. Coach Jan Bolson, beginning his 20th season, getting an opportunity to see pretty much everybody on the roster, utilizing the opportunity here tonight to play some of the younger players and get a chance to maybe evaluate a little bit of what they've got, and had a couple of other players with some bumps and bruises and a chance to give them some limited time, very limited time, and let them continue to get well. Stick around. We're going to have a little intermission. We'll be back. It'll be Raven men's basketball here on Care Radio shortly. In the final score tonight in the ladies' contest, Benedictine 117, Manhattan Christian 40. Kicking it back for a little while to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports studio. We'll be back with the guys before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health postgame show and Benedictine Raven basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.